On this last Sunday of the season of Advent, it happens this year to be 2 days away from Christmas, we hear of that so beautiful and familiar account of the Annunciation. Now, many people think that God comes down from heaven at Christmas. But actually, it is at the Annunciation. When the Blessed Virgin Mary said yes to Angel Gabriel, immediately after that, she conceived in her womb the second person of the Holy Trinity. So the incarnation, which is God taking flesh, happens right after the Annunciation. Christmas is the manifestation of God taking flesh. So God has already been quietly in the Virgin's womb after the Annunciation. Christmas is his birth. And this is why it's kind of interesting to me that the Asians got it right, you know. Because when we are born, all the Asians, when we are born, we are 1 year old. For the rest of the world, you get it wrong. Because every one of us, by the time we're born, we're already in our mother's womb all that time. So the Annunciation is the incarnation, God taking flesh. And in a couple of days, we're going to celebrate Jesus, who had been laying quietly hidden away in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, being born. The manifestation of that great mystery of God becoming man. But he's already become man in the womb of the Blessed Mother. The angel Gabriel. I don't know if you know that in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. It was a garden, so there are many plants and flowers and but there were two trees that were mentioned specifically by the book of Genesis. The one tree is the tree that has the forbidden fruit, right? And Adam and Eve ate that fruit. The other tree that not too many people know about, but it is recorded very clearly, it is called the Tree of Life. And after the fall of Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden was no more. Paradise was no more because of sin, because of the disobedience of God by Adam and Eve. So the paradise deteriorated and dissolved into the broken world that we live in now. In any case, the scripture tells us that God then assigned an angel with a fiery sword to stand guard the tree of life. And it is by tradition that that angel standing guard at the tree of life is this same angel, the Archangel Gabriel, that will come to the Blessed Virgin Mary and announces to her that she is going to be the new tree of life. That the old Eve has failed. She has brought sins and sufferings and death into the world by her sin, by her disobedience. The Blessed Virgin Mary is going to be the new Eve. And it is the same angel that guards the tree of life now appears before her and say, you are going to be the new Eve, the mother, the new mother of the new humankind under your son, Jesus Christ. The Blessed Virgin Mary, we so familiar to us, this very account of how she says yes to the angel when he said to her, "You are going to bear a child, even though you are a virgin. It is a miracle of God that you become the mother of the Son of God." And she said, "Yes, be it done unto me according to your word." Now, many of us also imagine in our minds this. You remember the Blessed Virgin Mary at this time was probably 14, 15, 16 at the oldest. So a very young maiden. And so many of us would imagine this scene, right? And she would be so meek, so frail, so scared, so confused, so because the future is so uncertain, and here she is saying yes to something that she doesn't, can't even imagine, fathom. And that's how we tend to imagine the scene. But it is important for us to hear that in Latin, and you all have heard this word, fiat, right? "Be it done unto me," in Latin, is fiat. And fiat is in the command form. And so she wasn't saying to the angel, "Oh, I'm so scared, I'm so uncertain of the future, I'm so confused, I don't know, but you know what, God is so powerful, you know, yes, do it unto me." It wasn't like that. It was in the command form, meaning she was saying to the angel, "Bring it on. Do it," is in the command form, fiat. "Do it, bring it on, what you just said to me. I don't comprehend it completely, but bring it on." See, that's what was really happening. The Blessed Virgin Mary was not a weak child. She was a woman of strength, a woman of faith, a woman of complete trust in the power of God. And right before the great feast of Christmas, the church wants for us to look at this woman and learn from her that in our lives, we must say yes and learn to say yes to God. It's easier said than done, of course, because you see, you and I as human beings, we don't trust God very much. We want to be in control. We don't want to trust God so much. We are like that man that is very prayerful and pray all the time and said, "God, I believe in you. Help me in my life." You know, and praying constantly in his life. And as he was praying, walking in this hill, not paying attention, he slipped and fell over the cliff, and he was just surviving by holding on to a branch sticking out of the hill, you know. And here that he was, holding on to dear life. And he cried out to God, "God, save me. I pray to you all my life. I believe in you in all my life. And here I am. In a moment of life and death, I'm crying out to you, save me." And a voice coming down from heaven say, "Let go of the branch and I save you." And the man thought for a moment and looked up and said, "Is there anyone else up there that can save me?" You see, we are like that man in our lives. Because we don't trust God quite. Because in our relationship with God, it tends to be that we tell God what to do. I mean, how many of us really do what the Blessed Mother do? Your will, God, bring it on. Your whole, whatever your will is for me, bring it on. How many of us do that? How many of us, when we were growing up, and those of us who were still growing up, I mean, how many of us say to God, God, what is your will for my life? Is it to be a teacher? Do you want me to be a doctor? You want to be a lawyer? God forbid. You want me to be a whatever career that I'm kind of, you want me to, you know, God, what do you want me to do in my life? How many of us do that? Isn't it true that all of us say to God, God, I want to be famous. Now, your job, because I believe in you, your job is to make me famous because that's what I want. Isn't that how it normally works? You see what I'm saying here? This is the reality of all of us. And today, before Christmas, the church is holding up for us this woman who trusted God so completely so that we can have a model to follow. So that we can learn from today. Maybe since all of our lives, we have never really prayed this way. Your will be done, O God. Maybe all of our lives until today, we've always do it, God, do what I want. And so let today be a new day as we prepare ourselves for the great manifestation of the God who has already come down to earth, hidden quietly away in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in a couple of days, he's going to manifest himself to the world, and we will celebrate that feast. And to prepare for that, let us learn from this young maiden in saying to God, God, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what you want for me in the future, but I trust you. May your holy will be done in my life. And in a moment of braveness, maybe we can even say, like Mary did, your will, God, bring it on.